Rokan Show. Right here, 720 WGNR. We'll get back to the what has now just become our top story. Jussie Smollett has just been indicted by the special prosecutor in this, who's now looking into the Cook County State Attorney's Office and how they dealt with Jussie Smollett and all of the things that went around that. Wow. That has reverberation beyond just whether Jussie Smollett's going to have to come back and stand in a trial or go into some sort of other program here before he's totally set free. But it also totally impacts the state's attorney's race in Cook County, which is the hottest race on the ballot coming up in 5 weeks, 5 weeks from today. All right. We'll get to more of that. But before we do that, amazing development here in your cell phone. I want you to take a look at your cell phone right now. I want you to pull it out. I want you to look at it. And I want to tell you that what you're looking at is going to be very different moving forward. And the service it's going to have is going to be very different. And something that a New York judge just did changed everything. A federal judge in New York on Tuesday, that would be today, approved a $26.5 billion merger of the number three and number four largest wireless carriers, T-Mobile and Sprint. And in doing so, he actually make that in doing so, when this merger finally does go through, and that T-Mobile's leading this the way on this, because the John Legere, who's the CEO of T-Mobile, has been pushing for this. And that will make them, that will make this new combined company, T-Mobile, it will make them the second largest carrier in the United States. What does that all mean? Edward Begg is with us from USA Today, and he wrote on this. And it's a good, Edward, congratulations to you and your team, Mike Snyder and Brett Molina, on this story, because this happened very quickly. There's a lot going on here, and it's dense in terms of what this really means for people. So, and I know you're very busy doing this today. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about what the initial concern was about this merger in the first place.
Well, very simply, when you take four major carriers, obviously T-Mobile, Sprint, as well as Verizon and AT&T, and go down to three, that raises concerns about what happens to pricing. You know, four to three, less competition. Right. That's basically, in very simple terms, what the critics have been worried about. Now, T-Mobile and Sprint, as you would imagine, have said, no, that's not going to happen. In fact, they've committed to not raising rates for 3 years, but still the concern is out there.
And there was other concern, too, industry-wide. Obviously, Verizon and AT&T weren't very happy about this because they don't want another big blockbuster coming in. They were having enough trouble just fighting with each other. But then there's this other offshoot that happened here where Dish television people are going to get into the cell business, right?
That's right. Basically, as part of the agreements with the, you know, the FCC and the Justice Department, Dish has kind of become, or will become, the fourth, if you will, nationwide carrier. Now, it's, you know, they're going to be a smaller carrier than even Sprint was. And while they're building out their own network, that's going to take some time. So initially, they're going to be piggybacking actually off T-Mobile's network. Oh. So it does get a little complicated.
Yeah.
But that's a real question here. What happens to, you know, will Dish be a viable competitor? We'll have to see how that plays out.
And we should talk a little bit about the 5G thing, because the way they're marketing 5G right now is misleading. The people are saying that, you know, this is 5G, 5G, 5G. It's not 5G. The real 5G is coming later this year into next year, right? And it's going to be, you have to have a whole new phone for it. It's a totally different world than what we have right now.
Yeah, there are different flavors of 5G. And 5G, you know, there's been a lot of hype around it for the last couple of years. It really is starting to happen. It will mean a faster cell phone. It also means a lot of things that have nothing to do, frankly, with your cell phone. You know, it impacts so-called IoT, Internet of Things, and connected cars, and all this other stuff. But when it comes to your phone, you're right. First of all, there's different flavors. T-Mobile will claim they have nationwide coverage, but it's not as fast as say, what Verizon and AT&T have, but there's not blanket coverage yet. So a lot of hype around it. And incidentally, today, Samsung unveiled their new flagship phone, you know, what they're called, the S20 series. Guess what? They're all 5G capable. So that'll be a real test, too, for 5G.
And 5G is an actual real 5G network is accessible now or not? Because everybody goes, oh, we're 5G.
Depends where you are. Yeah. You know, every day it seems you hear about one carrier or another. We've rolled out in, you know, X number more cities and so forth. But again, here in New York where I am, you know, it's block to block. I've tested some phones and it works on this street corner. Guess what? It doesn't work across the street, that kind of thing.
Man.
Now, that all gets, you know, over time that will get addressed, but it's not immediate. And the other thing to think about in terms of consumers, you mentioned you're going to need a new phone, which you will. There's not yet a 5G iPhone, and of course, lots of people have iPhones.
Right.
So that's a factor to think about too.
Yeah. So with that, and I know we've just diverted a little bit here, but this changes also the rollout of 5G with this merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. If you're now a Sprint customer, and really it's a merger, but this is really T-Mobile taking over Sprint. Is that going to affect Sprint? How if you have a Sprint phone, what do you do?
Well, it depends what phone you have. I think some of your listeners who have Sprint phones will probably have to get a new phone. It's not clear yet. And of course, you know, even though the judge ruled in T-Mobile Sprint's favor today, there's still a few details that will need to be worked out. So we don't know have all the answers yet. But some Sprint listeners will certainly have to get a new phone. But not everybody. It depends how recently you bought your phone. And if you want 5G, you're going to need a new phone anyway.
Let's talk a little bit about T-Mobile here for a second, because John Legere, sure, as I mentioned, the CEO of T-Mobile, and in your USA Today piece, Edward Begg, you guys, the three of you who wrote this story, you go in a little bit to this, because T-Mobile was definitely, you know, a far fourth when they first got into this, right?
That's right.
And then they were able to eclipse Sprint and then be able to buy Sprint now to make them the second largest, eventually will make them the second largest carrier. What happened there? What happened to Sprint and how did T-Mobile grow so quickly?
Well, T-Mobile, you mentioned John Legere. He gets a lot of the credit, quite frankly. He's one of the more outspoken CEOs you will ever hear from. And by the way, he's leaving the company soon. But he has, you know, he's not afraid to use four-letter words.
Right.
He's not afraid to
flamboyant.
Attack his rival.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's flamboyant. But he's also a terrific marketer. So give him credit for that. And T-Mobile has been something of a maverick in this business. You know, they did away with the ironclad, typically two-year contracts that many of us were stuck into. They agreed to pay, you know, the fee if you decided to switch carriers. They had a lot of what they call uncarrier moves. That's their big marketing thing, the uncarrier. And they had a whole series of these uncarrier initiatives, which hit pain points for the consumer. And frankly, it worked. They gained a lot of new customers and largely did it, you know, where the sort of, you know, stuck in quicksand. But they also got a lot of customers who switched from the big guys, AT&T and Verizon.
Got it. All right. Well, it's interesting stuff because, you know, one wonders now as 5G comes online, the real 5G comes online, and people do have to change their phones out. As you mentioned, Samsung's got a product that they just dropped. But, you know, the first generation of these things is not generally what are the biggest sellers for them. It takes a little while for people to understand that there's going to be a difference. And they also want coverage. You know, everybody wants this capability. When we went from 3G to 4G, you had to have phones that did both, obviously, because you couldn't always find the LTE signal versus the you know, the old 3G signal. And Sprint, another piece of that I always found interesting was Sprint used a different technology than AT&T and Verizon were using, right? So it was, so your phone, even if you had a Sprint iPhone or whatever, you had to go get a different phone if you wanted to just transition your phone that you liked over to those products. The new 5G, again, you're gonna have a little bit of that in the beginning, and then they're all going to be compliant on the same sort of system.
Yeah, there's always been a trend, as you've alluded to, this transition is typical in this sort of thing. And, you know, the big change in the, you know, 5G for fifth generation, you know, these generational changes really happen once every 10 years or so. And there is going to be a period where people say, hey, I have a 5G phone. How come my friend's phone? It seems a lot faster.
Yeah.
or how come it works on, again, on that block, but not on this block. So you're going to see some of that transition, but this will get worked out over time. And as I mentioned earlier, I think when Apple gets a 5G iPhone, which may or may not happen, you know, in the fall, yeah, they typically introduce new phones in September. That'll be a big deal.
Yeah. Edward Begg from USA Today. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Great story today. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Sprint and T-Mobile merger. So if you're a client of either, it's going to be rather interesting. Or a client of neither, also going to be very interesting. Newsroom, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in two.
Chicago's very own WGN Radio.